Early on a recent Sunday morning, much earlier than I would normally get up on a weekend, I joined congregants gathered in a Lutheran church in North Seattle. It was a small group, filling up about a third of the pews. And that's not unusual in Seattle or the Pacific Northwest. In fact, we've been highly secular since the first pioneers crossed the Rockies in the mid-1800s. By the time our ancestors reached the West Coast, they weren't at all interested in finding a house of worship. And experts say, every time people move, they disconnect from social organizations.
Very few people came to the Northwest to replicate what they had elsewhere. And often the Northwest is experienced as a place where you could be free of social constraints.
That's Patricia Killen. She's a religious scholar who's written extensively about religion in our neck of the woods. She says just because the unchurched don't participate in organized religion,
it does not mean that they do not engage in spiritual activities, or the vast majority of them also believe in some kind of transcendent force or power or God, if you will.
Seattle's Green Lake is one of those places where you can find a lot of people on a Sunday morning, walking around the lake and soaking up the natural beauty. Kristen Story is one of those nature lovers. She was raised Catholic, but grew away from the church in her late teens.
I think a lot of that doesn't work for me is the nitty-gritty singing and reciting prayers all together. I'd rather go for a walk and admire nature.
Another person who stopped to talk was Kara Lee. She used to go to church a lot.
Every Sunday and on Wednesdays.
But now?
Being in Seattle, it's so hard to get into the organized religion thing because a lot of it's a load of bunk, you know?
That perception of bunk also propelled the YouTube rap poem, Why I Hate Religion But Love Jesus, to go viral. It was produced by Jeff Bethke from Puyallup.
See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath.
So if there are so many people choosing not to attend religious services, how is it that churches seem to be popping up all over Puget Sound neighborhoods? From the mega churches east of Seattle to the hipster Mars Hill Church with 11 sites up and down the I-5 corridor.
Churches are low-cost startups. Doesn't take a lot of capital to preach, but they start and they go under.
Patricia Killen says that despite what appears to be a resurgence of religious institutions, the long-standing historic faith communities like Catholicism and Protestantism, they have always had a difficult time keeping parishioners, and that struggle hasn't changed. But experts say that most unchurched are not atheists, that our belief is in our collective hearts. Perhaps the unchurched can best be described as skeptics, and pretty darn happy skeptics at that.
And always look on the bright side of life.
Catherine Banwell, KPLU News.
Always look on the right side of life.
You give it a try.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
Always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke. It's